This is a Collider.com audio interview.
I just know he'll have picked good light.
Speaking of Ray, what is it like working with Ray as your
It's really weird. He's definitely like the most, you know, real actor I've ever worked with, it's really interesting to see kind of the steps a real actor takes when doing a role, as opposed to how I just kind of blindly walk into the scenes. He knows his lines and shit like that. He doesn't feel an urge to just make them up as we shoot. He's very meticulous about blocking and things that I literally don't think about at all. It's great. I mean, it's funny in the movie, you know, it's my role to kind of annoy him to the point that I finally crack him. And I kind of feel like that's happening in real life. I mean, it the dynamic works, you know, like when he's trying to do the scene and I just make shit up. It works perfectly in the scenes because you can see he actually kind of wants to kill me, which is exactly what's supposed to happen.
What was the thought behind shaving your beard, trimming your hair?
You know, we just thought it's, you know, a mall security guard who really fancies himself, you know, a protector of justice and kind of has a secret dream to be a cop. So we kind of thought that a more official, clean-cut look would make more sense for the character, just kind of almost a military kind of look, because, you know, he's very disciplined and regimented and ritualistic with everything he does. So we thought this just kind of fit the character.
And with this character, I mean, it's such a different character than you've done before. I mean, even when you got to do action stuff, it was still stoner action.
Yeah.
So, I mean, was that like sort of a very big part of what interested you here, was breaking out of that mold a little bit?
I have to say, when I signed on to do this movie, it was around a year and a half ago, maybe. I'd met Jody and seen Foot This Way, and it was literally, he said, "Hey, I might do a movie about a mall security guard." And I said, "I'm in." And then I didn't even know what the character was at the time. And I was pleasant, you know, I loved it when I read it, and I thought, thank God that I committed to a good movie. But, yeah, I mean, there was no, it was more just working with Jody that drew me to it. And, you know, I really like it, and I think it is a great character and really ultimately different than anything I've done. But Jody was the draw in the first place, just working with him.
Are there similarities between your character and Fred Simmons' character?
I'd say they're both kind of tragic figures, I guess. They're both guys who generally would not be the heroes in movies, you know, and what I love about Jody is he kind of makes these epic movies about really pathetic people. And to me, that's just hilarious, just to paint someone in the light of a hero when they're clearly just kind of the type of guy most people, you know, ignore and avoid.
Which of the fake mall stories would you like to shop at for real?
They're all pretty good. That there's like kind of like a lava lamp black light store that I find myself zoning out in a lot. Reminds me of my bedroom in high school.
You just came from working with Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
And he's known for making the ultimate mall movie with Mallrats.
Yeah.
Did he give you any advice for filming in a mall?
He did, actually. You know, there was some discussion as to where we were going to shoot, and I was pushing, just because I just shot in Pittsburgh and I'm lazy, I was pushing really hard to shoot in Los Angeles, and none of the malls were empty there, so we were saying, you know, maybe we would have to shoot when the mall, you know, was closed. And he said they did Mallrats that way, and it was fucking miserable. So, basically, yes, he was instrumental in me backing off from pressuring them to shoot in L.A., because I just realized, like, yeah, I guess 2 months of night shoots would be pretty miserable. So, yeah, he did have some pretty good advice in that regard.
Can you talk about, I guess you have a real knockdown fight with Ray.
Yeah.
How does that work? Do you get the best of him?
No, I don't. he wins. But I give it a good shot. Yeah, it was really interesting. Hey, you guys made it. It was interesting. Hey, how's it going? Good. It was interesting shooting a fight scene with him. You know, when we first started, I couldn't imagine, you know, there's a lot of just physical contact involved when you shoot a fight scene. I just couldn't imagine, you know, manhandling Ray Liotta to that degree, but he's, you know, a big guy. He can handle himself. And we, you know, very quickly got into the swing of things. And it's a pretty crazy fight. It's pretty brutal, actually. And really, our stunt coordinator said he thinks it's the most realistic fight he's ever done.
You have a lot of horse from action in Pineapple Express, where you have some fights. Did that help you with this?
No. there's no helping me with something like that. I mean, especially when I'm in this kind of shape, and it just, I mean, it's just physically exhausting. I mean, especially we have a shot that's kind of almost an old boy style fight scene where I basically fight 15 guys in this one long tracking shot. And it's like physically exhausting, you know, and to do it take after take, thanks after take. And there's, yeah, because like.
Did you change from that?
Yeah.
It was okay.
I opened it. Oh, it's okay. But yeah, it's just physically exhausting. You just kind of have to keep doing it. Those were a tough 4 days. I'm glad it's over. Yeah, we're done. But no, I think you really have to get in good shape if you want it to be easy to do something like that. And I'm not.
That this can't necessarily be classified as just a comedy, that it breaks certain genre rules. How would you describe it?
Yeah, I would say it's... I mean, it is very dramatic. I just see it as a character movie, you know? It's really about a guy, unlike any of the movies I've done so far. I mean, those are more relationship stories. But this is really a portrait of this guy. And there's really dramatic parts, and there's really funny parts. And to me, it's just kind of a portrait of someone. And, you know, I think ultimately it will be called a comedy, because I think, you know, there's more laughs than not laughs. But my goal, you know, when I go into the scenes, being funny is not my prime directive. It's more to just kind of honestly bring this guy to life. And if it's a funny scene, it's funny. And if it's not, I don't try to make it that way.
Jody said you cried a couple of times, or your character cried
Why? Just kind of the world beating him down, I guess, you know.
The world or Ray Liotta?
Both, you know. Ray Liotta is the world in this movie. Yeah, you know, he goes through some hard times in this movie, physically and emotionally. You know, me and Jody were always disgusted as a guy. You know, this case, a flasher comes to the mall, and finally he gets a case that he seems like he might be able to solve, and he can't do it. And we always, you know, I always described it in my head, it was like a guy who is a loser his whole life, and he gets an opportunity to fuck the prom queen, and he just can't get it up. And that's basically the story in my head. And that's what it is. I mean, it's a guy who never did anything, and he has this opportunity to accomplish something small in the name of justice, and he just can't seem to do it. And it's kind of sad.
One of the great improv bits is the whole Munich riff from
Lyra. Oh, yeah.
Have there been any more opportunities for Jewish-inspired comedy riffs in Pineapple or subsequent films?
In Pineapple, we made Franco's character Jewish and mine isn't. So we kind of tried to flip it on its head a little bit. I read the internet. There's a lot of comments that fly around saying, like, can Seth Rogen make one fucking movie without a Jew joke? That's my goal for this one.
You have spoken about your upbringing being bar mitzvah and going to Jewish schools and stuff. Did you realize at the time that it was such fodder for comedy?
Yeah, definitely. It seemed funny. And yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the dynamics between your character and his task force, especially.
The specialty task force. I mean, my character desperately wants to be in charge of something, and this collection of misfits is the only guys that seem to listen to him, and it's the Ewan twins who are these two guys who are actually twins, and they're hilarious, and it's Jesse Plemons, and it's Michael Pena, and they're just kind of the guys who have to listen to him because they're his subordinates on the security team. So the dynamic is kind of a tough love one. I'm not very nice to them for the most part. I really give them a lot of shit, kind of in an Arlie Ermy Full Metal Jacket kind of way, I guess you would say. But it's all out of love. That's what Vincent D'Onofrio didn't get. it was character building. So yeah, I mean, I'd say it's kind of a drill sergeant, you know, private relationship in the movie.
What is the bet?
Oh, I was going to ask, since Jody and David Gordon Green both come from an independent background, what do they bring to these
I mean, they just bring a sensibility that is outside the mainstream, in my opinion. I mean, when we did Pineapple, I kept marveling at the fact that the studio was letting us do all that stuff. And I think if it wasn't someone from such a from a background that wasn't so far removed from the studios, then he wouldn't even have been trying to do that. And I think it's the same thing with Jody in this movie. You know, to me, a movie's most fun when it kind of feels like no one's in charge and that it is just like an independent film and everyone's kind of working together to try to make it work. And when you're working with, you know, half this crew went to film school together and it's a lot of the same crew that worked on Pineapple, it literally has that feeling that it's a student film. And to me, that just makes it exciting and collaborative, and there's just like a real kind of young energy to it.
What's the balance for you of originating your own script and doing other people's material?
I mean, to me, it's just what is around and who approaches me. I mean, I just, you know, I'm more than happy to do stuff that I'm in, but it's exciting to me when a director or writer that I admire wants me to be a part of whatever it is that they're doing, and you know, I'm more than happy to do that.
So Superbad wasn't, you know, written as a 13-year-old and inspired by those experiences. Is Pineapple sort of a little bit older but also inspired by...
Definitely. I mean, it's definitely inspired by, you know, stretches I've gone through where I do nothing but smoke weed for months and months on end, and relationships I've had with the people that supplied me that weed. And... and just kind of pothead relationships in general. I mean, yeah, it's definitely, you know, we take it obviously to a somewhat ridiculous extreme in the movie, but it's all, you know, the core of the story is definitely based around our experiences.
You just did a riff on Pineapple at the MTV Movie Awards.
I did.
There's been some debate. Was what you guys did scripted?
It was. I'll tell you exactly how this went down. Around 2.5 weeks ago, I was told that they wanted us to do the MTV Awards, and I sent this idea where, you know, would it be kind of funny maybe if, you know, literally the number one question we get asked is, what are you guys smoking in that movie? Like, what is it? And I just get sick of saying it's fucking fake weed. So we thought, you know, we'll just put all those rumors to bed, and at the same time, kind of in a playful way, I'll come out and we'll say, what is it? It's fake weed, and we'll light out fake joint, and it'll be all in good fun, you know? And I made it clear, if they have any problem with this, tell me now, because I'd be more than happy to come up with another idea. I just want enough time that we can come up with something we like, but if you like this idea, then we're more than happy to do it. We heard, go ahead, sounds great. They sent us a script a few days later, that is word for word the script that we said on Sunday night. We showed up at the awards, went backstage literally while Coldplay was on, so a minute and a half before we were supposed to go on, and all of a sudden someone walks up to us and says, you can't do the bit with the props. And we said, well, that's the whole bit, the props. I mean, it's, what are we doing if we're not doing the bit with the props? And they said, and there was a kerfuffle. I said, you know, you sent this to us. I had the physical script that they sent me. I said, this is what you sent to us. And they said, okay, you can go out and do it. And we went out and did it. It played great in the room. I mean, we let that joint. I mean, it fucking blew up in there. and then later on, someone told me, oh, they pulled out really wide and made it seem like you weren't supposed to be doing that. And, like, again, we literally didn't say one word that wasn't on that telep. They handed Franco the bag of weed. They gave me the lighter. They gave me the fake joint. Like, it could not have been more planned. And, yeah, I don't know if they did that to make it seem like we were doing something we shouldn't or someone chickened out at the last second, but... it's all very amusing to me.
Do you think it makes people want to go see Pineapple Express that much more now?
I don't know. I mean, it gets the name of the movie out. I mean, the only reason I was at the MTV Movie Awards was to promote the movie. I mean, that's all that is a big fucking publicity event. So that's why I was there. So we promoted the movie, you know? that's why we were there. That's what we did.
This movie, from the scene we've seen, seems like it's in line with the same sort of improv style of the Apatow movies. But Kevin Smith has a very different aesthetic. How did you fit in on that?
It was good. You know, he let us improvise to the best of, you know, that his shooting style will allow. He shoots very specifically because he edits the movies also. So shot for shot, the whole movie is planned out in his head beforehand. So that, to some degree, limits the amount of improv you can do. just because, you know, often, you know, you see how we shoot here. They just kind of plop two cameras on us and we go. But with Kevin, it's much more specifically shot. It's like, well, this shot's only good for three words. So you can improv all you want, but only three words are going to be in this shot. So, you know, I was proud of him. You know, he let us do a lot of stuff that he never thought he would let people do. I've seen the movie. There is a lot of the improv we've done in the movie, and I think it feels, you know, maybe more naturalistic than some of his other movies do. But that being said, I mean, it's not quite the same universe as what we do here.
Are there any long fanboy diatribes you get to say in there?
No, not so much. Not really that I can remember right now.
Are you going to be hitting comedy clubs this summer to get in fighting shape for your next Apatow?
I think I'm supposed to. That's I was actually just talking to Adam Sandler about that. I saw him over the weekend. We were just both like, "What the fuck are we going to write jokes about now? Like, our lives are awesome. Like that, it sucks any and all humor. Like, all my jokes are about not being able to get laid and having no money. Now I have a girlfriend and a good job. I don't know. I literally don't know what the fuck to write about. I got like all these Hills jokes and shit. Just like, is this funny? Like, jokes about Spencer? Can I do that? Does anyone give a shit? It's, it's removed me from my insecure base, which is where all my jokes came from, so.
But he just did another Jewish
actually,
comedy.
I'm calling stuff that to set.
Really, the word dramedy has been tossed around with regard to that script. You said it's a correct term?
Yeah, it definitely has more dramatic elements than any of the other movies do, but in my head it's just as funny as any of the other ones. I think that's a fair... That term I always found weird. I always thought realistic was a better way to explain things that were dramedies, you know? Because life is like that. It's funny, it's dramatic, and to me, that's how I see it.
Adam said that he's starting to film in September.
Yeah.
So are you just going to be rehearsing in the summer, or do you have another project?
No, I'm not shooting anything between now and then. I got a lot of fucking Pineapple Express promotion to do. Got to smoke weed at the Juno Awards and the Tonys. Got to smoke weed at the Blockbuster Awards. Do they still do that? I'm just promoting the movie, basically. And then we start rehearsals, I think, around the end of August or something. Like that.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
No problem. I'm around. You can grab me and ask me something if you want.
Thanks for having them come get us.